آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔ آپ کا سمودائے، آپ کی باتیں، ایس بی ایس ہندی۔
We are speaking to the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint, Mr. Ross McDiarmid. And the Royal Mint has come up with a very special surprise. They're coming up with a $1 donation coin, which is the world's very first. So welcome to the Hindi program, Mr. McDiarmid.
Thanks, Kumud. Thank you very much.
Tell me, the Royal Australian Mint is coming up with a $1 donation coin, which is the first time in the world this is happening. What led to this innovation idea?
Three or four years ago, Saatchi & Saatchi, the advertising agency with our creative director, developed the concept. The idea behind it was very much around what we can do with coins, and importantly, I guess back then, some consideration as to how we can play a greater community role. And so that was the birth of the idea, and progressively since then it's been developed into what we have now seen as the release of the donation dollar. 3.5 million of these coins are going out into circulation, and we're hoping in the first wave, and then we're hoping to get to 20, we'll definitely get to 25 million coins being released between now and 2 or 3 years' time. We hope that when people receive this coin in their change, they actually will donate it.
Sure. Do you have an idea of what rough percentage of people would donate this $1 coin?
Yep. We did some research, Kermit, which indicated to us that 57% of the people surveyed would donate this dollar if they received it in their change. Mm-hmm. That is terrific in itself. We also know that 82% of people already make a donation on a yearly basis, so there's already a high level of generosity within the Australian community, but this particular program, we hope, will encourage others to make a donation as well.
Sure. And I guess you all came up with this idea of a donation because of the downturn in the economy. Is that the main reason?
Look, I think that there's been a lot of, coincidence in all of this. We had originally planned to release the coin earlier this year, but as a result of bushfires and hailstorms in Canberra, and then of course COVID, it was delayed. But in fact, we then targeted around the 5th of September, which of course is International Charity Day, for its release, and that sort of seemed to bring it all together very nicely. So a bit of a coincidence, but a very nice coincidence when you consider that with COVID there are a lot of people out there who are hurting, and there will be more, I suspect, in the future.
Oh, yes, there are a lot of people doing it very tough, and I'm sure the Australian spirit will manifest itself with this coin. And tell me, does the $1 coin for donations look very different to the normal $1 coin?
It does, Kuma. This is the first time we've ever put colour onto a $1 coin.
Uh-huh.
We've done it with $2 coins before. In fact, since really about 2012-13, for lots of different celebrations and commemorations. But in this case, this particular program has got this green colour in the centre of the $1 coin. On the reverse side, it says on top of that green colour, donation dollar, and underneath it says give to help others. And so the message is slightly subtle. It's trying to encourage people to think about donating. We of course don't expect everyone to, and those people who are doing it tough will obviously not, but we do encourage those people who can afford to make a donation.
I'm sure people will. I mean, it's such an encouraging thought and such a novel idea that people will feel, you know, a desire to help, a sense of responsibility of obviously those who can afford it. And at the moment, most will afford a $1 coin. I hope it helps society and the country in general. And any other future plans, anything coming up for Diwali or anything?
We're not at this stage. We've been receiving a lot of interest in buying gold and silver from the Royal Australian Mint, a lot to do with the uncertainty in the world economy and where people are going to put their money. So that's been a really pleasant surprise for us, and we anticipate that's likely to continue into the next 12-18 months or so as the level of uncertainty continues on. And so that's been great, and as I said, we would anticipate that continuing into the future.
Sure. So wishing you all the best, and I'm sure this novel idea will find sweet fruition. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Kumin. Very nice to talk to you, and thank you for your interest.
Pleasure. All the best. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।